Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so we called Max a couple of times and texted him and left him a voicemail. He'll get back to us at some point today. I'm confident he'll call us back. But I got something for you, Hardy. I got someone on the line for you.
Uh-oh. What?
Uh-oh. Greg from Apex is on the line. Greg.
Oh, nice. Greg.
Hello. How are you guys? How's everything going?
Course, what's up, Greg?
Well, thank you. So good hearing you, and hope all
good
your family's
you,
well.
Buddy.
You know, it was funny. We have on 98.5 all the time. You know, we're running around, and the next thing we know, we hear about paintball or something. And our buddy Hardy, we're thinking, what the heck is going on? I mean, we have go-karts. We have all kinds of arcade games, bumper cars, laser tag, ropes course. Of course, Hardy, you could even use the golf simulators, of course, I think most of all. And your son... Why wouldn't we want to offer a birthday party to your son, his friends, when the time is right, when everything's open back up? What? How can you not think of Apex Entertainment when you think of fun?
Well, you know what, Greg? You're absolutely right. And I would like to take this opportunity to say that paintball sucks, and we will instead go to Apex. Would that make you happy?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we can never do anything other than go to Apex. How many times have you seen...
Have you been to the Apex arcade?
How many times have I taken my kids out there, Greg? I mean, honestly, we love that place.
You know, the problem is you have been here a few times, but we want a few times a week. I mean, that's the benefit that we have. We have enough entertainment.
Can we throw axes?
You know, we also, and even to a smaller point, we're coming up with, we have a mini golf course opening up here soon, and we also have Apex Kids for some toddlers. So we have all kinds of things happening, and then, of course, everything that's happening on Saturday. So, we'd like to extend this to you and your family yet again.
Zoe,
of course, included as well.
You guys put a pool out there.
I mean, who
Saturday?
Wouldn't want Zoe to pull out the child's park? Birthday party?
Yeah, we're going to invite everybody.
Hey, I'm bringing my kids, Hardy.
So we did a long drive. contest out at Apex last year, and it was cool. Like all in the simulators, and it was cool because everyone could stand around and eat and drink and watch the long drive contest. I think we're going to try and have another one coming up later in the summer or in the fall. Is that right, Greg?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And Hardy, to your point, and Beetle and Zoe, I don't know if you want to give them a little business. For some reason, it wasn't calibrating right every one of Hardy's drives. I don't understand.
Yeah,
it was bizarre.
Like, yeah, for some reason, I was topping out at like 277 while these other guys are mashing at 310. I don't understand why that
we
was.
We call
happening.
That pulling right. a wiki, is what we call
And I
that.
Guess, obviously, we'll have to try and recalibrate to make Maz have a hole in one for every par three.
We'll do Hardy's.
Start on that? Is that still sensitive? Okay, understood.
No, we're fine. We're
Greg, fine. We'll do Hardy's kids' party. You take me downstairs. Mm-hmm. You invite me. Give me downstairs. Give me six drinks. And then lock me in a room with those kids. I'll have the best time they've ever had in 30 minutes. We'll shut the lights off and let's go beat the hell out of each other.
Into one of those packages. You can easily be a party host. I think that's wonderful.
Yes. Kids like me. We can have fun there.
They do. In fact, you were very very big in hospitality last time you were here. You're running around talking to everybody. We appreciated it.
Love it.
So thank you.
That's great. Unofficial ambassador.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right,
Greg.
We have a show to get to. Thank you so much, Hardy. We look forward to seeing you again. We'll set it all up, and we'll see you soon.
Done.
Nice.
Done.
Greg, thank you. You just got Apex shamed. That was great.
You better Apexed.
Dan Alpert's pouring syrup all over himself right now.
Zoe running around like the unofficial mascot of Apex. We love it, Zoe.
Zoe loves that place. He goes nuts.
I can't decide where to go. Up, down, up. I get in the middle floor. I go top floor. I go down. I get in the ball pit. I'm on a trampoline. I'm flying back and forth. They got that indoor trampoline park. You got Axis. You got the long drive thing. You got a soccer simulator.
Explain to me again.
Go-karts.
The scenario or the attraction there where all the kids... You take them into a room, lock the door, and turn the lights off, and those kids will never
They think they're there for a party. Uh-huh. You get me in there, shut the lights off, like, let's go nuts! All they start screaming at once, and then it's crazy. You never know. It's fun. Kids love me.
They do.
My kids think you're a big kid. They think you're another big child. They're sort of still trying to figure you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is true. It's all true. Give me six drinks and lock me in a room.
Lock me in a room with all the kids. Turn the lights up.
Kids want to party. Let's go.
They'll have the best time of their lives.
Who's scared now?
You give me a bucket of glow sticks.
Now you just can't leave. Yes. Yes.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Looking here.
Calvin would crap his pants. God.
He's oddly not afraid of you. I don't know what the problem is, but I got to teach him some self-preservation.
Yeah. He doesn't have that instinct to be afraid of
Noogie time. Noogie time.
No, he's like the dog that, you know, like lays in the garage when I'm pulling in. I'm like, "You going to move?" "Nope, you're not going to hurt me." I think it's the same mentality.
Got it. Phone lines open. You want to jump on board. Are we going to do the Caller's Delight Sports Memorabilia Edition today?
I like that.
I was thinking about it, Hardy.
So how's it going to work? How's it going to work?
I was thinking about how it's going to work, right?
What
I was thinking about how to do it. And I was thinking that the way we do it is someone calls, describes the memorabilia, and
we put price tags on it.
And the three of us.
Oh, nice.
Hold on. Yes. And the three of us, though, have to, like.
Swap shop.
Like,
we're
at least shot. Look it up on something. Like, have to type as fast as we can, like on eBay, and then throw the first price we see at them. Like, the first thing that comes up, we throw the price at them. And that's their estimate.
Or if somebody has sports memorabilia that they want to sell us during a Caller's Delight sports memorabilia, all three of us will make an offer on that item.
Ooh, I like that. That's way more fun.
Right?
We make offers on the items.
So, Jim, let's do a dry run here. Jim, you play the part of a caller. You have a sports memorabilia item to sell us. We're all going to make you an offer, and then you can say deal or no deal.
I have a ticket stub. 1987 Patriots from
Pass.
One of the strike games.
Throw it away.
One of the replacement games.
Pass.
Throw it away.
Jim, I'll give you that for $25.
Will you sell it to Zoe for $25?
No.
Okay. Next. Go.
Next.
T-Bone, go.
I have a weight bench limited. Three people left and on last week.
I have some
T-Bone, wake up.
I have some free weights that were once used by Bo Jackson.
I have some Weider fingerless weightlifting gloves that were reportedly signed at one time by Lou Ferrigno, but it wore off from the sweat from the lifting weight gym.
I went to the beach to go sun tanning, and I have the towel.
Oh, I forgot. You're the greatest. I forgot.
That's right.
Sun tan, ocean.
Okay, so Caller's Delight Sports Memorabilia Edition. You call up.
Yeah.
Say what you've got. All three of us will make an offer, and you can decide to sell it to one of us.
Should we do Cliff and Rob, too, or no?
No, that's two different things.
That's two very different things.
No. Hey, thanks for calling Cliff and
Rob.
What
if you had an autograph of Cliff and Rob, but that's not sports, though. Got to keep it to sports, right? We decided we're keeping it to sports?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be – well, yeah, I think it's got to be sports memorabilia. Yeah. Unless you've got something really unique.
Yeah, let's open it up. Let's turn it into Total Pawn Stars type of thing. What do you got?
Right, like I got an autographed guitar from, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Right? Name a rock star. Then maybe we could do it that way and make an offer. Are these callers calling in now to try and do it now?
Yes.
No, we're
doing it. Is that what these people are doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you see the phones?
Maybe we should just do it now.
Maybe we should do it next segment.
Yes.
The phone lines are blowing up.
So Max is on alert. If Max calls us back, we talk to Max. If not, we're taking the calls. How's that?
All right. Well, you'll find out what we're going to do then. We'll go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll do it.
Okay.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I don't see Max on the line, but I see many memorabilia calls on the line.
I'm so excited for this segment. Baseball could come to an agreement, and we would still do this.
What are we queuing up for this, Jim? What's our music going to be here?
This idea is so good. No matter what news breaks, we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, a train wreck will ensue. What are we going with here? Are we going to run into anything underneath us or no?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go with the Caller's Delight music?
Are we going to play the Caller's Delight theme while we do it?
Sure.
I think let's play something.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do that.
Give me a second. I got to pull it up.
No problem.
I actually Googled songs about collectibles, songs about memorabilia. Nothing came up.
You weren't.
No, of course
not.
There's got to be so many songs about collectibles. I mean, just think about it. Like, what was the thing your grandmother always collected, Hardy? Remember the little girl statues?
Hummel figurines.
Hummels. The Hummel figurines. My grandmother had so many of them. I'm like, what are you doing with all these? What are you, 12?
Beetle, you weren't exaggerating. With the lines are completely loaded. All memorabilia.
Completely
calls.
Full.
Let's go,
ready?
People.
Right,
let's go, people.
Right. Callers delight.
Callers delight.
Load them up. Load them up.
All right, here we go. Sports memorabilia edition. You tell us what your item is, and the three of us will decide. Or Jim and Tom, if they want to jump in, too, with a bid on your item. Okay? Let's do it. Adam in Florida, what do you got?
Hey, guys. I've got the Holy Grail of rookie cards. And it's a Michael Jordan Fleer 57 rookie card from 1987. And it's the most collectible rookie card for Michael Jordan out there.
How much are you looking for?
$17.50.
I'll give you $20.
Guys, if you go on eBay, it's worth about $8,000 right now, especially after the new the last dance. The price.
Well, let's see what kind of condition it's in before we start throwing prices out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want this to turn into bragging. Look what I got. No, I've got something here. It means nothing to me anymore. I want to sell it. Will you guys give me something for it?
I'm not on the market for a $10,000 card.
Right. Yeah, this isn't for you to call and brag about your Honus Wagner. Who cares?
Peter will be so upset at me. I had that card when I was a kid. And I traded it.
What do you mean you traded it?
8-year-old me traded it to an older kid in the neighborhood for a Wade
Good
Boggs
God,
card.
Good God, Jim.
A Wade Boggs card.
Wade Boggs card. Good God, Jim.
Jim traded it for a cold
My
cut
God.
Combo.
I was 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever it was.
Good That's luck getting terrible. Your $8,000 for it, by the way. I've seen graded cards that are highly graded that go for less than that.
All right.
Kevin's a new Kevin.
Hi, I'd like a value analysis of my T-shirt signed by the entire roster of the 1999 New England Revolution.
Ooh, I'd say at
well, what
least...
kind of shirt? T-shirt or is it a Revolution
t-shirt.
Game jersey?
I'd say at least
we must protect
$7
the fort
to $8.
On it?
No. How dare you?
T-shirt's worth what? $12.50.
I'd say it's worth $50.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think it is.
Ben's in Brighton. Hi, Ben.
Hey, so I have a black and white 8.5x11 photo of Scott Zolak signed by Scott Zolak.
Anyone want to make a bid? Zoe?
I'm going to go $10 on that.
What's the photo of? What's he doing?
You're dead. He's playing. White jersey.
Oh, rare. Okay, so this is it's like a combat photographer who snapped the shutter at just the right time. Black I'll give you 25 for that.
You're getting on with $10. I got it on eBay for about $10.
It's a rare one. Yep. See? $10. I nailed it.
Zoe's in for $10 on that.
Yep. Okay, good. Hold the line, please.
Sean and Randolph. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's up? I got a Mookie Betts autographed cod.
Cod?
A cod?
Yeah,
like,
I'm from
like
Boston.
A fish?
We got cods.
Like a
fish. Okay. All right. Yeah. What are you looking for on that? What's the starting bid?
$50.
Now I'm out.
How is Beto, are they worth more when they're signed? Or I thought like baseball cards. And
well, no,
like,
it's now worth it because of the autograph. It's probably not an expensive card, is it?
It's his rookie card.
Yeah. I mean, someone would give you $50 for it if you wanted to sell it.
Like that guy with the Michael Jordan card. If Michael Jordan had signed it, is it worth more or less?
Oh, I think that card's worth more not signed, actually.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Like, I was shocked how good Mickey Mantle's food was at Mickey Mantle's place. Like, I took a picture of Mickey Mantle, and I had it signed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the hell I did with it.
Okay.
I've had some good items. Frick. That pisses me off.
I had O.J. Simpson's autograph.
You did?
A little piece of paper.
Shut up.
No, my mom got it for me. She was working a volunteer booth at the Super Bowl when it was at the Silverdome.
Booth?
Stop it. It was like
nice
it,
lady.
This is back when the Super Bowl would allow like local high schools to come in and sell like soda pop during the Super Bowls if
oh my
it was
God.
In your town. Yeah. And O.J. Simpson showed up, and she walked up to him and got his autograph, and I kept it. I have no idea where it is now.
Wow.
Let's go to Steve, who's in Rockland. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Now, I don't want you to get too crazy here, but I have a signed Derek Lowe no-hitter ticket stub.
Well, Jim Loft will give you $8,000.
Jim loves no-hitters. That might be something Jim
would be
would
like, does his chalk strap come with it?
It's weird. Like the ticket stub thing is like a personal thing more than like a collectible, I think, right?
Right.
Like, I have all these ticket stubs. I don't know if I'm going to sell them. I kind of like you said, that I had that 87 Patriots ones. Like, I don't know.
I remember leaving a Super Bowl and all the years we've been to Super Bowls and walking with the family and you get the ticket stubs in the Lanyards there and people come out, hey, $100 for a ticket stub, $100 for a ticket stub. I'm like, no, I'm not going to sell them. Why do people want ticket stubs?
People collect them.
Yep.
Yeah.
People collect them. I don't know why, but they have value. People want them. People want to buy them.
Capello has saved every single credential from every single game that he's ever covered. Bruins, Patriots. I've thrown them all out.
That's a pretty good list he must have. He's got a good
dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
Stanley
he's gone to a lot of games.
Stanley Cup,
I don't throw out
playoffs.
I don't throw out media credentials and I don't
you
throw
don't?
Out ticket stubs.
What do you do with them all?
I keep them.
What, do you have a box?
I have all mine in a box, yeah.
I told Beetle this once, and he almost threw up in his mouth. Every concert ticket stub I had, every backstage pass, every lanyard, I threw them all away. I know, from going back to the 80s.
So the other day, I sent Jim a picture and a text because we had talked about the ticket stub of the game that Brady got took over for Bledsoe when Bledsoe got hurt.
Yeah.
Jets. And I still have two stubs from that game for me and my dad. I still have them. Send him a picture. They're faded, but I still have them.
I have yet to hear one memorabilia call of something I want, though.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything that I want so far.
Come on.
Bill in Oxford. Bill.
Yes. I have a Gronk signed jersey with the Super Bowl patch.
Nope. Anyone want that?
I just don't want to display it. Is that already in the case?
No.
$275 to $325.
I already hung up on him.
It'll cost you $250 just to frame
jersey.
The thing.
Yeah.
Joe's in Billerica. Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Beetle, actually, like 2 years ago, I met you. I worked for Duluth Trading in Burlington. You had come in the store or whatever to do some shopping.
Yeah, I like that place. Duluth Trading Company.
We didn't get there at Duluth
Trading. Yes, sir.
They sell dog food.
Yeah, they sell like great winter stuff.
Yeah, we got dog toys, but we're known for like the underwear and like the work pants.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, like the Dickies.
Yeah.
Socks,
but, like, if
underwear,
steroids,
good stuff there. Yeah.
But yeah, so I actually met you, gave you your space, but at the very end, I had to show you. So I had a photo, but it's a legitimate item.
Yeah,
so
I saw Gronk this. It's a Sports Illustrated. I remember this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it was signed by Gronk. It was his rookie cover, but it was magazine subscription to Bill Belichick.
Whoa. Wait a second. It's got Bill Belichick's address label on
it? It's got Bill Belichick's address label. It was his subscription. It was sent to him at the stadium.
Pretty good.
So it says Bill Belichick, Gillette Stadium, One Patriot Place. He knows someone that works there that got it for him.
I'd give him $50 for that.
Yeah. He's not selling it, though.
No. But that's okay. That's interesting. And I don't. Yeah. Just because it's
50.
Unique.
Yeah. That's worth way more than $50.
But it's also signed.
No,
the thing
to
is
me,
also signed.
It's worth $50. Okay? I think it's interesting.
Jim, we're doing the swap stuff, okay? Right. Not you.
No, Jim's allowed.
Jim's allowed. Yeah.
I know it's worth more to somebody, but to me, I'd give $50 is a lot of money.
I bet he could get $500 for it if he sold it. That's Johnny good. In Wakefield. Hey, Johnny.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Tell your listeners and yourselves to get out your checkbook.
Okay.
Because I was invited to the Fidelity Suite for an autograph signing after the 2001 Super Bowl.
Yep.
I met Tom Brady, had a Sharpie in my hand, had him sign an original cover of the first edition of the Sports Illustrated with his picture on it. And I used to be in graphic communications. There is a typo on the cover, a small red dot, which means it got out past the head printers before they could catch that. So we're talking vintage, baby.
Yeah, not interested.
Yeah, not interested.
I'll give you $300 for the red dot alone.
Not interested.
Get out your checkbooks and hang up on every other caller. I have the coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
It's got a red dot on the cover. Any questions?
Yeah,
that'd be like Paulie calling in. I got a ticket stub from the Black Crows from 1999.
So far, there's been one item I was interested in. So that's it. I only got one so far. What else?
Rocky in New Hampshire, Rocky.
Yeah, so I've got a item I picked up at an auction in Vermont for like $20. I don't remember the gas station that put it out, but 1972, it was a stamp booklet. It's complete and full with every player in the NFL, including O.J. Simpson, guys like that.
Yep. Stamps? No.
Stamp booklet from a gas station. Is it the free wildlife poster from any Orlando area Chevron? Is that what that is? Is it a Hess truck? What is it? No, I don't want that.
Peter Griffin with a memorabilia item for us, I believe, today.
Hey, Peter.
I just think that rookie baseball cards are so overrated. So a long time ago, I invested in rookie baseball stickers. And now I bet they're worth $30,000 a sticker. Pal, right in the kitchen. $30,000 a sticker.
Jesus. I don't even know. I don't know what's happening anymore.
Pat Winchester, Pat.
Pat.
Not there. Not ready to go. Ryan in North Attleboro. Ryan.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Go. Oh, all right. Well, I got something from Ted Williams. My mom was a dental hygienist, and plaster molding. They put in to make. I don't know if you need a crown. They put that plaster molding in there. I got Ted Williams' entire front and lowers.
Yes, I want that. I want that.
Oh,
yep.
I need that. I want to go to Fenway.
How much?
Eat a Fenway
How much,
Frank
Ryan?
Yeah.
Mouth.
What do you want for it, Ryan? I'll give you $40 for it.
$40. Come on.
Okay.
I want to put them in my mouth. I want to go sit at Fenway and eat Fenway Franks with them.
Good luck selling that on eBay.
I don't.
I think it's their balls.
Have a little Chianti.
Could be a HIPAA violation there, too.
It's a medical waste violation.
Mark in Orlando. Mark.
1970 Boston Bruins jersey signed by right wing Eddie Westfall. Eventually, the number one pick in the expansion draft by the New York Islanders.
Yep.
Is it Westfall's actual jersey that he wore?
It is.
Ooh. Oh, that. No. Oh. That's nice. That's. What? Did you buy it or did you get it some other way?
I'm sorry?
Did you buy it or did you know him or something?
I got it another way.
Oh.
Oh, mysterious.
Mysterious provenance to this item. All right, I'll give you $60 for it.
Yeah.
Hold the line.
I'd go 75. Okay. Brett's in Rhode Island. Brett.
Hi, Brett.
I have an 8x10 Brett the Hitman Hawk signed and British Bulldog.
You want to call Jimmy Stewart on the Felger and Mash show beginning at 2 p.m.
Welcome
Kyle's
to
in Plymouth. Kyle.
Welcome to the wrestling podcast.
Kyle.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good.
I got one of a kind, I think. He told me he was the only one he signed. I found him at the driving range. Was sitting next to him, but a Rodney Harrison golf ball. At the time, he said it was the only golf ball he's ever signed, and he wasn't that good at playing golf.
No, I don't want that.
No, not interested. Jim in Plymouth.
$37.
Jim?
I've got a ticket stub from December 20th, 1998, Patriots 49ers.
Yeah.
You interested?
How much?
$30.
No, we give the price.
Oh, no, but he's asking 30, so do you want it? Do you have one?
I do.
No, I'm asking Zoe if he has one.
I get the letter from that game. Yeah, AFC Player Weekend.
And you don't want a nice ticket stub to frame up there, too?
Nope.
Nice artifact.
Thank you for explaining to me the significance of that game. I did not know what it was.
$50.
All right, Jim. All right. Sorry, Jim. Zoe doesn't even want it.
That was good.
So he didn't win Player of the Week that week. We discussed this before.
Yeah, we've already been over that. He didn't win.
He should have.
Marino was that week.
He should have. That's what makes it a collectible. He should have won that week.
That's a good point, Artie.
Thank you.
Wasn't terrible, was it?
No. I like the Bill Belichick Sports Illustrated that Rob Gronkowski signed, and I like Ted Williams' mold.
Yeah.
Or when he had to get a crown.
That's my the teeth are my favorite.
Those are the two things that I'm interested in.
I think we learned something. If we're going to do Caller's Delight, it has to be with a purpose.
Like, yes.
There's got to be a theme or some sort of purpose
behind it. Yes. Caller's Delight died should on its own. Be themed.
Look at corporate Jim still thinking like a producer.
Yeah that's nice, isn't it?
That's good.
I want Peter Griffin to call back. And if Dave Fries are done.
All right. We'll get to the headlines with Hardy. Maybe Cedric Maxwell calls us today. Maybe not. We'll keep trying. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand at 11:40 on this Friday. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in Celtics great and 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics broadcaster Cedric Maxwell joins us. Max, what's going on?
Oh man, I love that guy from the Doobie Brothers. He was like the best. That intro was like the best it could be. Everything is fine, gentlemen. I can't complain at all.
What's up, Max?
That's good.
How's COVID affected my man, Cedric Maxwell? Because you're getting up there in age, so you probably got to worry about catching this thing, right?
No, this is what I love about you, my friend. When you stood out, if I was walking into a room, I love how you walk up to me and going, hey, here it comes, the second best analyst in Boston.
That's right. We got the market corner, buddy.
I love that. I said cocky. Oh, nobody's like this guy. I love this dude.
Hey, Max, we were just doing a segment on sports memorabilia. We've talked about it in recent days. Have you kept anything from your career that is either special to you or even valuable?
A few things. One, I think the best thing I love, well, two of them, really. I would say that I have the, which is horrible, the NBA, when the year I was the finals, the MVP in the finals, they gave me a damn watch. So that's what I actually kept. So of all the things, and it's like this, it wasn't like a Rolex. It was like a Seiko, some kind of horrible watch that the NBA gave me. And I took it to a game last year, and I showed Jason Tatum, and I showed Jaylen Brown. I showed them. I was like, dude, this is what they gave me in the finals for MVP. And I was like, they're like, damn, you got screwed. So they just
Right. By the time Jordan had come around, Jordan had those trophies. Like, Paul Pierce has his trophy. There's a real trophy for it now. But well, you didn't get that.
They gave me a trophy, but what came along with it, they used to give you, like, a car. And if you were the finals MVP, they'd give you a car. But that year was some kind of it was a different – I wouldn't say it was the people who were sponsoring it were different, and Sporting News or somebody, and that's what they ended up giving me, and tried to tell me one of the thinnest watches in the world. It looked like something you could get out of a bubblegum machine. So I still have that, but the best thing I have, I said, the Celtics gave us a pewter-type plate with a stat box on it of the 1984 Lakers Celtics game. And I can look back at that and going, here I was 24-8-8 in that game, played 40 minutes, and all these guys that, you know, were great players, and I led the Celtics in both teams in scoring. And that's the best thing I have.
All right, Max, you talked to a lot of people, and we've talked a lot about this. We know the details of Orlando. How do you think this is going to go? How do you think this is going to go over from people you've talked to? How nervous are people?
Screwed. Let's use that word, because I don't know, man. Because they're setting up, like, game rooms for the players, and said you could play it. They could play a game of cards, and you can play, you know, if they were sitting around playing cards together, they could play one with one deck, and then after the game, they throw the deck away. Well, what happens between hands? That, you know, you touch it, I touch it, you're breathing on the cards, I'm touching the same cards you're playing. I don't understand. And then they're saying they're going to have little devices on it, which would single if you could get the virus. I think they're trying to do as much as they can to limit and make the bubble small. Opposing teams can come and see you play in the arena. It's just going to be a weird environment. I mean, to me, everybody says there should be an asterisk for this year. For me, I think they should get damn bonus points. I think it should be a star beside that name if you win the NBA championship this year, considering the pandemic, considering all the racial things going on. This has been one hell of a year. And then you put on that the fact that you lose Kobe Bryant, one of your best players ever to play. It's just been a dramatic year for the NBA.
Cedric Maxwell is with us on Zolak and Bertram. What did you make of Kyrie's efforts over the last week in trying to convince some other players that maybe this isn't the right thing to be doing?
Probably dumb. Dumb would be the word. I mean, I can understand you want to make a statement and a stance, but you also have to think about the players who are around you. You're talking about Kyrie, who probably has $30, $40, $50 million in the bank. But you got a lot of players, as you would know, what are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, we can talk about, you know, them making $1 million, but they're living far beyond their means. So they need to get back and finish this season. And Kyrie making these statements to me, kind of asinine, but I did an interview with Kyrie after a post game, and I asked him a question, and Sean Grandin kind of got on me and said, well, you can't ask Kyrie anything he's ever – I said, yes, I can, that he's never heard before. And I said, Kyrie, what was it like the first time you beat your father playing? And his father was a great basketball player at Boston University. And Kyrie said, I beat him 16-0 when I was 16, and I cried. And it was a great interview and a great answer. But he went on to talk about how he's going to be his own man, and he's going to go against the norms. Well, that's exactly how Kyrie is, and that's how he's acted during this particular time.
Hey, what do you make of Perkins, too? Kendrick Perkins going at Kyrie, calling him for what it is. And then Durant, of all people. I mean, just this guy seems like he's very sensitive and complains about everything and the back and forth there.
This is the, would be the word. If you were a multimillionaire, it's like what you would say would be like Durant would be like an elephant, and he's complaining about an ant mound being in front of him. He is very much aware of any tweet. It could be a tweet from a guy who was in his basement, who lived, I don't know, in the boondocks, who was complaining about it, and he will answer, get back in a fighting war. My man Perk has made himself, you know, quite a national sensation with his country boy dialect. And I thought that, you know, but he's, he was on the other day with Don Lemon, and he was talking so much that Don Lemon said, "Hey, Perk, I do appreciate what you're saying, but hey, give somebody else a chance to talk." So Perk is from being this very quiet, understated guy when he's with the Celtics when he first came in to, you know, a spokesman and somebody he played with LeBron, played with Kyrie. So he has great insight. Matter of fact, LeBron, as he told me, I did a podcast with him, and he told me LeBron was one of his best friends. They were the two number one high school players when they came out during those LeBron years. And so he got a chance to really be a very good friend. And it always seems like everything that Perk says, LeBron has already said. So it's like Perk is drinking the damn Kool-Aid that LeBron is making.
Max, you were talking about guys that maybe haven't made their fortune in the NBA yet. And although Jason Tatum has made millions, he has not made hundreds of millions, which will be on the table when he does get to that next contract. How do you feel about some of these younger players, including Tatum, looking for some sort of insurance policy to be able to go out and play during all of this?
Absolutely. I think it's something that, you know, you would definitely look at. If you were talking about a guy and you were going to make $100 million, you know, hundreds of millions, let's say Tatum of his lifetime is going to make $300 million. It's probably made, you know, maybe $20 million right now. And for us normal people, you know, other than Zoe, you know, that those are peanuts to him. But, you know, but for a guy like Tatum, you think about it this way. I would want to have an insurance policy if something happened to me, and I know he has a young son, and you know that, look, that I'm going into a situation which is going to be that you're experimenting in. Nobody knows what this is going to be. If you get COVID during this time, they take you out and you don't play anymore. I mean, that's why it's going to be so strange this year. I'm glad Taco Fall is playing with the Celtics now, because they might get down to at the very end of the game by losing so many players to COVID that, you know, you're going to have to go down the line and start grabbing players. But with Jason Tatum, yes, I think that and those guys who haven't made their fortune so far in the NBA, yeah, I think it's pretty smart and reasonable for them to think about getting an insurance policy.
Max, obviously racial justice and equality is very much on the minds of NBA players and all athletes right now. If you were in on some of these phone calls with players in the NBA Players Association, what would you suggest players do when they do get back to playing to continue to bring attention to that cause?
I would say one thing is, and I was almost there to watch Marcus. I love when I saw Jaylen Brown drive 15 hours to Atlanta to be in the middle of it. I was disappointed in the fact that Jason Brown did not have on a mask. So I would say, look, wear a damn mask when you go out in these events. But what I would say, if I was them, I would promote the fact that we need to harp on one thing, not only the justice for people of color, but also justice about voting. That we need that. If you want to chant anything, I'd be chanting right now, we will vote. We will vote. And that is the way that they're going to change some of the things in society. It's just kind of been crazy to be in Boston and the area, man. Like, I came back home, I was out beyond Brockton. I was coming back into Boston when they were, you know, kind of tearing the place up, and I'm trying to get home, and my street literally was blocked. And and the police officer just motioned everybody, no, you got to go this way, you got to go this way. And I pull up, and he says, I said, I'm trying to get home. He says, Max, hey, you want to go home? Okay. Hey, open that Barry up so he can go.
Boy, Max, so I did the same thing. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Max. Yeah, Max got a way to get home that day, but it was, I think that it's what I love about this, and I've said this about LeBron James, and as much as people want to talk about Michael Jordan being a GOAT, I'm kind of moving on. LeBron is a GOAT now, especially when you think about what he's done on the floor, but more so off the floor. That just every time you look around, he has been a guy who's stood up for the rights of people in society. And that, to me, is amazing. People say, oh, Michael Jordan, he didn't have the platform. Bull. Michael Jordan did have the platform. And you and I are you and I are old enough to remember there was a commercial one time called E.F. Hutton, where E.F. Hutton said, and everybody put their hand to their ear and started listening. Well, Michael Jordan was E.F. Hutton. Anything he said during that time, he was going to get some response. You know, the one line he made, he said, you know, when they talked about sneakers and it was a Democratic race, it was going governor race in North Carolina, and Michael Jordan didn't endorse Harvey Gantt, a black man from Charlotte. And Michael said, his line always came out, well, Republicans buy sneakers too. Michael just decided not to put himself in the fray. LeBron James, over and over again, every time I've looked around, and here's a guy who, and I'm surprised though, really. Here's a guy who didn't go to college, but he is so well spoken, and that shut up and dribble, that to me was like insulting to a guy who has really been at the forefront and has done all these things to help not only himself, but help his community and put his money where his mouth is. When you think about him having a school in Akron, and graduating kids and giving them an education, and that's the changes I think that has to happen.
So it's interesting you bring up LeBron, because I think all those things that you say about LeBron, for the most part, are true. I mean, what he has done here has been incredible with his school and all the support he's given. Didn't his comments on China, though, this year sort of hit at his credibility on these matters? I thought it did. I mean, they're fighting for human rights and...
They're
fighting for human rights in Hong Kong the same way anyone else is fighting for human rights. And I thought he did a real disservice to his credibility on these matters when he made those comments.
Yeah, I think he did. He backtracked, you know, when it came to, you know, his dollars and what China was doing. But I think he was trying to toe the line for the NBA. And the NBA was in some trouble considering you had 2 billion people who were watching basketball in China. And it was going to affect the bottom line. So I think he was in that sense, and I still think that you're correct. I think he was toying the line of the NBA at the end of the day. But I think if you look at his overall body of work,
yes,
I think that you can't be critical. You know, you're going to have guys, everybody's going to make a mistake when they say something, but his overall body of work has been definitely – you know, good and outstanding when it's come to him and social issues.
All right, Max. Always good talking to you.
Great stuff, Max.
All right, gentlemen. Come on, Zoe. Give it to me again so I can work to be better. Come on, give me that line.
I'll see you number two, all right? Number one signing off here. You the best, Max. You know I love
Obama
you.
Obama out.
Obama!
Thank you, Max.
See you, Max.
Hope to see you soon.
All right, guys.
Take care. Cedric Maxwell on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hope that he is calling games again soon with Sean Grandy.
And those nice suits. He got those suits, too, man.
Well, he's not going to have to wear his suit anymore if he's not going to the arena. He's going to be able to be casual, Max.
Yeah.
So thanks again to Cedric Maxwell for taking the time. The noontime hour is on the way just minutes from now. So go nowhere.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.